Hello, I'm Dr. Doris Forte, and welcome to the Visionarium podcast. I sure didn't think I'd be recording a podcast today, because I'm still kind of sick. And also, my studio has been dismantled. I think I mentioned to you last week that my home flooded a little bit from a rain that we had here in Houston, and my RV flooded. So I've had to take my acoustical panels off the wall, and the carpet's been drying out. It's just been a mess. And on top of everything else, then I got sick. And because of the antibiotics and anti-inflammatories, I had a really adverse reaction that just knocked me out of commission. So I've been taking care of myself, practicing some self-care, and just knowing my limits and taking it easy. So I didn't think I'd be recording today. But I had to run some errands today because I'm way behind on a lot of stuff. And I felt good enough to get out and do a little something. And I decided to invite a friend to hang out with me. I have a friend who's here from Wisconsin. And shout out to you, Kath Mandrell, Kathleen. I gave her a call and said, you want to hang out with me today? She said, sure. And hang out is exactly what we did. It was nothing fancy. But I met Kath, picked her up, and we took off. First stop was Costco. We just got some gas in my truck. Nothing fancy. And from there, we drove out to a contractor's house. I needed to pick up a part that he'd been holding that I need to give to another contractor who is going to do the work that he wasn't able to do. So we did that. And from there, we went to JCPenney. I bought some Christmas gifts that I needed to return. So we stood in the customer service line and chatted up a little while and got a refund on my JCPenney card. And our last stop was on a mystery shop. I'm a mystery shopper. I have been for many years, and I haven't done it for many years. But I started off this year saying, I'm going to start back doing some mystery shopping because it's fun. It's a way to see parts of the city that I wouldn't normally see, even when I'm traveling. You know, I can check in, take an assignment, and explore the place. So Kath had never heard of mystery shopping, and she certainly hadn't been on the mystery shop, but she went with me and we had a great time. She was my second set of eyes, just checking to see if everybody had their name tag on and different things like that. We had a really good visit. And during the visit, we talked about how I wouldn't be recording a podcast this week and how much I missed it and how much she missed it because she listens in Wisconsin. And she said, why don't you just get on for a little while and practice what you preach. You're practicing self-love. It's okay for you to take some downtime and take care of yourself. But just check in and say hi to the people who listen to you and who care about the Visionarium podcast. It'll make you feel good too. So that's what I'm doing. I'm just checking in and say hi to let you know that I expect to be back next week. I hope that the acoustical panels will be back up on the wall next week, and I won't sound like I'm recording from a tin can, but it doesn't matter today. Today is just me taking care of me, showing some self-love, and saying hello to you, which makes me feel great. So shout out to you, Kath, for reminding me to practice what I preach. I missed the Martin Luther King parade yesterday. And that's really important to me because I go with my grandkids and I want them to understand who Dr. King was and what his legacy is and why we celebrate him. So my daughter took them. I wasn't able to join, but they had a good time. And I hope that you guys had a good time too, celebrating Dr. Martin Luther King yesterday. And that your week is getting off to a wonderful start. I wish you peace. I wish you happiness. And I hope to visit with you again next week. Have a great week, and we'll talk soon. Bye.